Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, that's got me thinking this weekend. Weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous. Going to be down Old Cape Cod. Take my first summertime swim in the shark-filled bays. Hopefully not get devoured. Going to be grilling up some... Ted, I prefer... I know we like to talk barbecue here. We've never sampled some together. But I love... I'm a big St. Louis cut rib. I get a nice, well-butchered...
That's the only way.
Thank you, Jacob. Javon Lesner back in there.
Okay.
The St. Louis cut ribs, slow cooked for about three, smoke them for 3-4 hours, 225, up to 240. Then put a little homemade sauce.
Okay.
And then finish them on the grill for about 15 minutes and get a good char on them.
Sounds pretty good.
It does.
I'd take that.
100%. That's my favorite.
You're a
beef rib guy, right?
Yeah, family sold the restaurant a few years ago. But yeah, 35 years, the Rib Tickler down in Houston.
Legend.
Show trip?
Yeah, let's go.
Burnt ends and nice... cornbread.
Man. Stanley, baked beans. Have you had, you like baked beans from barbecue?
I love
place, right?
We have ranch style beans. We don't have baked beans, but we got the chicken. We got links. We got, we smoke.
Hot links.
We smoke turkeys all the time. We do everything down
there.
That's
living.
The baked beans, when they're done in the smoker, so the fat from the pork just
Dips
drips
it all,
down.
Yep.
Into, oh.
Yeah, fried catfish, chicken fried
talk
steak,
to me, goose.
On
talk
and
to
on,
me.
Baby.
Hey, we talked some Red Sox, and of course we talked some NFL in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. I'd like to remind everyone, your NFL talk on the afternoon show is brought to you by Drains by James. That's Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, Dan Ball, they give a poop about your pipes.
Thank God they do.
And now, ladies and gentlemen... Without further ado, the wait is over. The time to do battle in the game show Kumite is at hand. It's Quiz with Stiz.
Let's go, Stiz.
All right, boys, you know the name, you know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Andy Hart on his Caribbean vacation. We wish him all the best. Hope he's having fun. So Nick Stevens will battle Ted Johnson in a head-to-head match to
see
who is the smartest man alive. I will remind the audience, Ted Johnson... pulled out the dub last week.
Let's go.
Last week was
on
football movies.
Ted beat Andy in football movies? Well,
yeah.
It's football and movies. Yeah.
Oh, was it Andy? That's right.
It was Andy.
That's right. Yes. All right. Before we get going.
Hold on, Stiz. Will this make you more comfortable?
Yeah, a little lower. Right. Yeah, and then just complain
Where's the hat? You need like a little hat just popping over the mic.
I forgot my visor.
After every wrong answer, complain that it's not fair.
This thing is rigged.
This whole thing is rigged.
All right, before we get going with tonight's theme, pass it to Dan Ball to give you some ground rules.
All right, thank you, Stiz. So it is Fitzy versus Ted today on the quiz with Stiz. Our quiz master has picked a topic for this week. He will ask the host a question. If they get it wrong, the other host will have a chance to answer. And if neither get it, it will open it up to multiple choice. On that question, Stiz will ask 10 questions. The most correct answers after those 10 questions is the winner. The twist this week, I am the lifeline, me and all my 26 years of glory and my trivia knowledge. So if you use me and I get it right, that opens up a second lifeline. But if I get it wrong, then that takes away your second lifeline. And now to the quiz master himself, Dan Stiz.
Touch gloves.
Yep, touch gloves. I want a nice, clean fight, fair fight, no fighting airs.
Wow.
All right.
Some respect in the quiz. What a first.
Tonight's theme is NBA Finals.
Ooh.
NBA Finals.
Okay.
Big game tonight.
Okay.
All right, Nicholas.
Ted's the returning champion.
Oh, that's right. So, Ted, heads or tails?
I'm going to say, because my nickname was always centered around my big head, I'm going to say Ted the Heads.
And heads it was.
All right.
Heads will go first.
I thought
tonight.
Tails never fails you.
It does.
Lying liar.
See, and everyone always yells at me that it doesn't, but it does. All right, Ted, first question.
All right.
How many titles do the Bulls have?
The Chicago Bulls. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be my answer?
No, I'm sorry.
Multiple?
Can
I say multiple?
Number. Nope.
I'm going to say, is the answer, what is six titles?
He's on the board.
Wow.
He's on the board.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to pull it out. Michael Jordan has 6 rings.
Let's go.
That's right. Michael Jordan, 6 rings. All right, Nick.
All done. Yes, sir.
Which player from the Cavaliers suffered a knee injury in game 1 of the 2015 NBA Finals and missed the rest of the season?
Wait, he suffered in the finals and missed the rest of the
finals? Knee injury, game 1, 2015 Finals, Cavaliers, missed the rest of the season.
Kevin Love.
Kevin, no. No Love. Ted.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the answer?
Is it, show me, Kyrie Irving?
It's 2-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. This is a runaway.
2-0.
Why did I? See, that's the thing I do the most. I overthink it. The obvious answer was Kyrie, but I thought, oh, that's too obvious. Let me try Kevin Love.
Yeah. In the mind of Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Trust your gut, man.
Let's keep it moving. Ted, which NBA player was the first winner of the finals MVP despite being on a losing team?
We got to go way back. You know what? Why do I feel like I saw this in a TV series recently? Is it the logo, Jerry West?
Jeez. Oh, my God.
3-0. 3-0.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that was a guess, but that was a good guess. Wow.
I was going to go Lakers. In full disclosure, I was going to go Will Chamberlain.
I thought about that. I thought...
Holy smokes. 3-0.
So, yeah, real quick. That was in 1969. It was the first year ever they had the MVP finals. Jerry West was on the losing team that year. He would win it again in 72 with the Lakers.
My God. I am nothing but a burnt shadow and a chalk outline.
I remember that from winning time. That was a good season. The Lakers winning. Was
first season was good. Yeah,
that was so a good season. All right, Nick. First team to win 3 consecutive NBA Finals.
First team to win 3 consecutive NBA Finals. That better be your Boston Celtics.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Man.
They won 11. How did they not win 3 in a row?
Okay.
First team to win 3 consecutive NBA finals.
So if it's not the Celtics, could it be the the team that always played the Celtics? Is it the Lakers, Stiz?
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's a runaway freight train.
Let's
4-0. There may not be enough questions for me to even get back into this soon enough.
All right, moving along.
Smokes.
Ted.
Hank, keep up.
Oh my God, I feel like I look.
Yes, sir.
The Celtics won 8 consecutive finals until this team killed the streak in 1967.
Was it the New York Knicks?
No.
Thank God. He is human.
Thank God. I'm going to go.
They're the same conference, aren't they?
I'm going to go with the, in 1967, you said, Stiz?
That's right.
All right. I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks.
No.
I like that.
Yeah. Celtics won 8 consecutive finals until this team killed the streak in 1967. Ted, was it A, the Lakers, B, the 76ers, or C, the Clippers?
You know what? You want to say the Lakers? Is it? I'm going to say, was it Dr. J? Was it 76ers? Was it the 76ers? Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
Why did I say I overthought it again.
Yes.
76, Dr. J was not even yet in the ABA yet.
He wasn't born yet.
All right, Nick.
That was a useless fact. It's 5-0.
Nick, who was the 2008 NBA Finals MVP?
The 2008 NBA Finals MVP was Paul Pierce.
Hey.
All right. Got it.
That would have been really bad, huh?
I would have resigned right
now. All righty. Ted.
Good job, bud.
How many times did Michael Jordan win Finals MVP?
Ooh. I'm going to say, so there's they won six titles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he won it five times.
Ooh.
No? Okay. All right.
Nick.
There is absolutely nobody on that team that should have won finals MVP. I was thinking one.
You can say six?
I just got to go for six.
Imagine that, Jordan.
I was like,
Brady only. I thought the same thing. Like, he can't win it every time.
So I'll
can
take
he?
One.
Like, yep.
Six.
No, you. I was going to say four six. Or six.
Six times.
All right, still alive, old friend. Five to two.
Please, who's better, him or LeBron?
No margin of error for me.
Nick. Yeah. This NBA team became the first team to lose three consecutive finals.
Oh, for the love of everything. This team became the first NBA team to lose three consecutive NBA finals.
Oh, my God.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, sorry. Teddy 10.
Yes, sir.
First NBA team to lose three consecutive NBA finals.
How do I feel? Were the Buffalo Bills the first team to lose four championships?
In the NFL, maybe.
Yeah? Did they lose four?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's another team in New York. I'm going to say the New York Knicks.
And I'm going to say you're right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, he ices the dub.
Woof. All right. We got two more. Let's speed it along here. All right,
wow.
Ted.
Wow.
It's been reported that the Celtics are currently in trade talks with the Spurs. When is the last time that the Spurs won the NBA Finals?
Oh, is this my question?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you.
Yep.
I'm going to say, why do I feel...
He's mid-victory lap right now.
Yeah, like,
I don't care.
Why do I got Absolutely. This I got this year in my head? Is it... I feel like they won one in 2014.
Mylanta.
Brad Stevens.
Mylanta.
I said earlier in the show today, Brad Stevens' favorite team, the 2014 Spurs. Kawhi Leonard absolutely smoked the Miami Heat in a revenge match. That's an all-time performance. Ted is just absolutely.
Ted has matched his point total. He had seven versus Andy. He's got seven again today with one.
Dare I say, like the NBA Jams guy, he's on fire.
And then Nick, to finish it up.
Sure.
How many points did the Boston Celtics beat the Mavericks by to win Game 5 of the 2024 NBA Finals?
God, they beat him by
Rays banner number.
They beat him by FU. I'm gonna say 23.
Oh, Ted.
I feel like under 20. I'm gonna say 17 points.
Ooh, that's close.
Really? Oh, okay. All right,
Nick. What we got? Was it A 7, B 11, C 18?
Well, you said close, so I'm gonna go with 18 in life.
With
you
the
got
score
it.
Of 106 in life to 88, your Boston Celtics raised banner number 18, and that is how you play Quiz with Stiz.
An ex to Ted. Congratulations.
That was impressive. 2-0.
House Johnson is celebrating right now, like Roman Anthony's family. There's ziti and garlic bread flying everywhere.
Oh,
God bless.
Hey,
this freaking guy. Ted, you taught me a valuable lesson there. Just trust your gut.
That's it. Trust your gut. Your gut never lies, man.
No, that's right.
Way to go, Ted.
That's what they call it.
Thank you, Craig.
Breslobot, thank you so much. This has been another excellent show, boys. Why don't we come back with some odds and ends and wrap up today's edition of WEEI Afternoons. Good job, Ted.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.